Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 26th. The grains closed mixed, with May corn down a penny, closing exactly at 440. May wheat up a penny, closing at 603 and a quarter. And May beans down 3 1/4 cents at 1159 and a half. The corn closed right at the 440 mark, so all the May 440 puts and calls expired worthless. The $6 puts and calls, the calls wound up 3 1/4 cents in the money. The beans, the 1160 puts wind up being in the money by a half a cent. I would imagine most of those positions will be abandoned over the weekend. But overall, you know, it was pretty good closes in the corn and the wheat. The wheat got near the 200-day moving average. We're only, you know, a few cents away from it. But let's see, it closed at, the 200-day comes in at 618, closed at 604. We did get up to 614 and a half. So we got pretty close to that 200-day moving average. If we could close over that anytime next week, that would certainly look good. The corn on the daily and weekly charts doesn't look bad at all. The beans, you know, it's still a little bit iffy. It could go either way, but I'm hoping it breaks to the upside. The beans have been kind of the dog the last week and a half or so, with wheat being strong. Kansas City wheat was up 13 cents. You know, they had some pretty good rains in Kansas. Either the market is thinking they didn't get enough rain, or that the rains were accompanied by a fair amount of hail, which may have done some damage out there. So it was certainly a good close in the Kansas City wheat. July Kansas City wheat touched the 200-day moving average at 660, closed under it by about 5 or 6 cents. But very strong close out here. Looks pretty good on the charts that we are getting a little overbought. So hopefully we can see the rally continue next week with more fun short covering. We've got, obviously, the first notice day next week. We'll have to see what farmers do with their May contracts out here, particularly the basis contracts. Are they going to roll them? Are they going to deliver against them? We'll have to see. Funds are, you know, incredibly short corn for this time of year, short 248,000 contracts. They seem oblivious to the fact that everybody is calling for a hot, dry summer. They're still short after today. About 28,000-29,000 contracts of wheat. The beans, they're short about 115 beans. The meal, they're back to about even now after being long for a few days. The oil market, they're short 48,000 contracts of oil. So obviously corn, wheat, beans, and oil, there's plenty of short covering yet to come. So that's really about it. It was really kind of a quiet day with the options trying to trade right around those strike levels. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.